clearly the theme today is the gift of the law, the Natan Torah. There's a day celebrating during Sukkot, the gift of the law. God told us how to live. And he revealed his plans to us so that when Jesus came, you could recognize him. Here is our salvation. Here comes that promise that the Spirit would be poured out on the whole world. And so we have this part, you see, recorded in Deuteronomy. See, Deuteronomy, the Deuteros Nomos means second law. It's called Hadabarim in Hebrew, the words. It's really a text that sums up the other laws in Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers, and puts them in the form of preaching. You notice, it's either recording Moses, most of the time, recording Moses preaching. And it reflects the preaching mostly of the Levites of the Northern Kingdom, explaining the law, urging people to keep the law, to respond to God. Because you see, the foundation of this law is response. About, now it must be 50, 60 years ago, we found examples of a covenant among the Hittites. It's a group of people over in the same region. And they had what we call suzerainty treaties. That is, the big shot king. I think I've told you this before, haven't I? Anyway, you got nowhere to go. You might as well listen again. The big shot king enumerates all the things he has done for this vassal king. And after having enumerated all of those, then he gives the stipulations. If anybody escapes from my kingdom who deserves to be punished by law, you will turn the back. If an enemy attacks me, you will come and help me, and all these. But what's the motive for all of that? Gratitude. I did this, 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 this for you. And now, you see, when your brother was going to kill you and take the throne, I stopped him. In other words, the motive for keeping the treaty was gratitude. So, if you look at the giving of the law on Sinai, the first thing that Adonai says is, you see how I rescued you from the Egyptians and brought you to myself. Now then, here's the law. But the motive for the law is gratitude. You see, all that God has done. Well then, where's our law? Written right here. You see, when our Lord died, John tells us, he handed over the Spirit. And now, the motive for all that we do is gratitude. That's why this is called what? Eucharist. And what does Eucharist mean? Thanksgiving. You see? And so, here, this book of Deuteronomy, the second law, sums up. And you see, here the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. Now you see, this whole thing starts, the covenant starts what? I am Adonai your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. I saved you. And now, out of gratitude, you do what I direct you to do. It's always a interesting thing as a priest, you know, meet a lot of different people. Very holy people are always so grateful to God. It's on their mind all the time. What God has done for them and for the whole world. And so, Moses, I teach you the statutes and decrees as the Lord my God has commanded me, that you may observe them in the land you are entering to occupy. And then it goes on, okay? And everybody else is going to say, what great nation is there that has gods so close to it as Adonai, our God, is to us? You see, it's his name, Yahweh, which we don't pronounce out of respect for the Jews. They all pronounced it up until about, fifth, sixth century BC. And so everybody's going to admire your laws, you know, what you've established for the way to live, because I gave them to you. And you keep them out of gratitude. Then, in the gospel, our Lord says, so don't think I've come to abolish the law and the prophets. I haven't. I've come to fulfill them. Everything there is to be fulfilled. And the fulfillment of the law, Paul tells us, is love. If we really love, we will fulfill the law. We will fill the law full. You see? And Jesus tells us, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or smallest part of a letter will pass from the law. And then it's until all things be fulfilled, translated here as all things have taken place. But you see, so this is a gift. And where is the new law? Well, the new law is the Holy Spirit. Does it have any expression? Yes. The foundation for Christian moral activity is the Beatitudes. That's the new law. If you want a written code, that's the code, the Beatitudes. One of the great moral theologians of our day, he died, Servet Pinkes, maybe 8 or 10 years ago now. And he restored moral theology to where it belongs. It's a study of how we implement the Beatitudes. That's the new law. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the humble. Blessed are the pure in heart. You see, that's the new law. But it's deeper than that. The new law, those are the words that express it. But the new law is the Holy Spirit himself. And God promised this. Jeremiah, you know, was down in Israel, but all his nation was up in exile in Babylon. And there were strangers all over the place, brought in by the conquering forces. See, the way this was a smart, the Assyrians were awfully shrewd. They took all the leaders out, put them up in exile, took a whole bunch of strangers and put them in there they'd be dependent on Assyria because the people who didn't leave would hate them. And so that's how they ruled, okay? So that's the story behind the Samaritans. Most of the Samaritans, you see, were part of the imported people. And so even when the Jews came back, they didn't like them. But you see what the Lord is saying here? I promise you that not heaven and earth will pass away before the smallest letter or smallest part of a letter will pass from the law. That means now you have to understand the law. The law is the logos, right? The law is the word. The law is the dabar. Well, the Dabar is standing there. The Word has become flesh. So listen to him. and listen to his Holy Spirit, whom he gives us as the new law, to lead us to be heroic saints. It's not just to conform to a norm. It's to be transformed. And that's why this is a very precious teaching today. And I've gone on long enough. You fought your way through the snow to get here. I don't have to punish you by giving you more than that. But the point is, you see, what is law for us? The Holy Spirit. And then, if you want an expression of where the Holy Spirit is leading us, the Beatitudes. And then finally, the supreme beatitude. Greater love than this no man has than to lay down his life for his friends. All the great saints who prayed, fasted, endured suffering, interceding for the world, that's the fulfillment of the law.